Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen! Follow them now on iTunes. I promise, you won't, I mean, you will be entertained.
And iHeart, okay? You can follow us.
And on iHeart. Don't forget about iHeart Radio. It is The Strange Chameleon Show. The Strange Chameleon Show. Welcome.
Strange
Welcome.
Chameleon Show.
Oh, man. What a day. What a week. 2 weeks.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Why do you still have the mask on?
Well,
why are you 6 feet apart from me? Come on.
I want to just be safe for others, but I know that we're being safe here in the studio, by the way. We disinfect everything. Everything's disinfected when we leave. What else? I'm wearing a mask. You took yours off because
yep.
You want to be a rebel.
Yep.
I wanted to keep mine on because, you know, it's the same mic, but you can actually spray disinfectant on this.
Mm-hmm. I'm going commando because you can never be too careful. You got to make sure that, you know.
No, you're going commando because you don't want to be too careful.
Exactly. That's what I meant. Don't want to be too careful.
You want to be more natural.
That's right. Oh, man. I just have to say, I hate hair. I hate hair.
Well, then you're with the wrong
person. I wish, you know, I'm very jealous of the guys who don't have any hair anywhere. The ones who are just bare, you know, and they don't have worrying about shaving or plucking or doing anything. They're just hairless.
I thought you meant like head hair because I
hair everywhere.
Plenty
just,
of hair.
Yeah, it could be hair up here. It could be hair down there, you know, but it's just hair. It's just so annoying. I hate
you know
shaving.
You know who hated hair? Nikola Tesla.
Oh, really?
The smartest man in the world. And according to Einstein, he was the smartest man.
Ooh.
Yes.
Fun fact.
And he just hated hair. And that's the reason why he apparently... it's rumored that he never dated anyone because the hair, women have long hair and he hated that.
He hated that.
So he couldn't like
so
it.
So he switched to men. And I'm just kidding.
So he was practicing 6 feet apart from people.
Way before this pandemic ever occurred.
Yeah.
William Painter glasses. Pick some of these up. These are phenomenal. These are... very durable. A car can run over these and they'll still fit your face and they won't crack, break, or anything. And the good news, you can open a bottle of your favorite beverage.
We're drinking and podcasting.
That's right.
Well, only Chameleon. He likes to break the rules.
That's right. But you can do it all with these glasses. Pick them up, WilliamPainter.com. No sponsor. They're not sponsoring us, but I just like to shout them out, you know? They're great.
It's from the heart.
Hey, everybody's hurting right now, so I'm just a little free promotion, all right?
I know. Yes. Very, very true. Did you make it?
Nope.
He always misses. I'm like, when are you going to give up?
Yeah. Well.
So today we're going to talk a little bit, some of the topics. We're going to discuss the downside of digital streaming. A man shot himself in the groin at a Hollywood Hills house party.
Ouch!
And we're going to talk about a Kobe Bryant update and a few fun facts about what foods you should refrigerate and shouldn't during these trying times.
These trying, dying times.
Well, you know what? We're safe. I'm safe. And I'm just happy that we're alive, man.
We're alive, man. I'm just glad we're alive, man. Yeah, I am very glad as well. I mean, we could have it worse than a lot of other people out there, and my hearts go out. Our hearts go out to them of what's happening right now, you know, as they're struggling and or feeling ill and sick and everything.
You know what?
I'm happy that I have a strong immune system that's fighting what's going on. So,
Well, it's not just the immune system. It's also the
mental health, it's my
state.
mind telling me, you know.
Because 1,000% increase in mental health hotlines, like suicide prevention hotlines, etc., has gone up. 1,000% of
I don't think there's a
calls.
thing called 1,000%. It usually just goes up to 100.
That's what I read. So
That's
then,
like,
okay, so then what do you say? So then what do you say? Do you say 10 times 100%?
something like that, yeah.
Do
You
you
can
say
say, oh
that?
man, it's just 10 times 100.
It's 10 times past 100% increase
100%
of calls
increase times
to.
10. No, I'm just
I
kidding.
guess you
You
should
can't
just
say a
say a
thousand percent. I
thousand
mean, people
percent.
are just over exaggerating nowadays. People are like, it's 400 million% right now. It's like, okay, that's not even
No,
percentage
I
can
haven't heard
go.
anyone say that, actually.
I exaggerated. See how I did that? Are you seriously gonna wear the mask? You look like
Yes.
Sub-Zero right now. I was like,
Oh, he's cool.
he's cool. Yeah, no pun intended. He
He's
keeps
cool.
things cold for me.
I forgot about that. It really
I
was no
thought
pun
that's why you
intended.
said it. You're
No, I really
so
meant he's
funny. You're
cool.
so funny sometimes. And you don't even mean to be. So cute. It is so cute. You're like a little button.
But no, you know, I was Kitana for that one Halloween.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you know what?
Ooh.
I should get out my mask from Kitana.
There
Can't
you
believe I haven't
go.
thought of that. That was
There you
dumb.
go.
Yeah, it's
It,
locked
could it
away.
protect?
No,
Okay, it just looks cool.
it looks cool.
All right. It's
If
worth it then.
I die, I die cool. No, I'm
That's
kidding.
right.
No, not a joke. Not a
No,
joke. Not
not a
funny.
joke. Not very funny.
Not very funny, no.
Yeah.
Well, geez, there's some craziness going on right now, and apparently
Ah.
the.
Yes.
What were you gonna say?
Ah. That's right. Homelessness is crazy. You want to talk about that?
Not necessarily just like the homelessness, but the rise in crime. We
Yeah,
have
that's what I mean.
vagrancy.
Just like the vagrants out there that are just going
Well, just
crazy.
because someone is homeless doesn't mean that they're va like, you know, they're not.
Okay. Politically correct here, sorry.
Yes.
Those homeless people who are crazy are really bringing the crime rate up.
Okay.
I got to be politically correct here. We have a podcast show, and thousands, millions, and thousands and millions of people are listening right now, and we do not want to sound stupid and incorrect here, you know. So,
No, but
too
listen.
late. No, it's
It's
cool.
Santa Ana Police Department said they gave a statement that crime has gone up 50% of armed robberies, to be specific, have gone up. And it's funny because I was thinking about this the other day. Like, you walk into a store, you're wearing a mask, you know? I mean, how easy is that if you're a criminal, if you wanna,
Right.
you know, be rob a store?
That's why it's kind of scary because a lot of these people look like they're about to mug you or rob you, but they're just everyday shoppers because everyone's all masked up and got everything around. It's like, oh, it's so weird. One of these people could be actually criminals, probably going to rob, you know? It's like scary.
Armed robberies, yeah, they're very
Armed
scary,
robbery.
and they're very they can be very violent. You know, I saw a video of something like that happening in Santa Ana, and so
On your Instagram feed, right?
yeah, that was pretty intense. You know, he literally just went from, because it was at a liquor store, so they have that plastic like Saran wrap covering looking
Yeah.
thing. So
So if someone sneezes without a
he literally went underneath it with his gun and just, you know, he did not keep 6 feet away.
No.
At least, you know what, if you're going to rob someone at gunpoint, at least stand 6 feet away. I don't understand. Why do you have to get so close to someone when you have a gun? That bullet will travel if you're really going to shoot someone, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to go past 6 feet. So just save the drama for your mom.
And it will go through plastic. You can don't have to go underneath.
Exactly.
It's a gun.
Yes.
It's fire. It will go through.
They get the point.
Yeah.
They know they're being robbed at gunpoint. They can see you.
Yeah.
You don't have to make it worse. You don't have to give him COVID now.
See, if that was me on the other side of that, that would be my advantage. I'd be like, okay, he's awkward. He had to go under, so his thing's like this, and he's holding it awkward. I have an advantage. Now I can move out of the way.
Let's try this out.
So you got the gun, and you go underneath my...
Here we go.
Here's my plastic.
I'm the masked arm robber.
Here's the plastic. Okay.
Yes.
And then
some intense music, intense sound bite.
Give me a second. Let me pick that up here. Some intense music here.
Come on, man, that's not intense.
Well, hold on before you rob me.
Make it intense.
I gotta
play
my intense music here. Give me a second, there, robber.
Come on.
Okay.
Pissed.
All right.
Society has let me down. I'm a madman. I don't obey any laws or regulations.
Okay, and now it's like that. So then, right? So I'm like, I'm standing up, and then I'm like, move out the way here, down here. Now I have an advantage on his arm right here.
And then he's gonna smack you right here.
The plastic's in the way. He tries.
The plastic's in the way, you
guys. The plastic's right now. I got the hand.
This is the barrier between me.
Take the gun because now I have it here.
And the honest store owner. This is the barrier between us.
That's right. He tries to use his hand to swipe and punch me, but the plastic's in the way. Uh-huh. So now I use the plastic as an advantage to wrap his other arm away. I already got the gun. So now I wrapped him in plastic like a condom and I throw him away. Toss him out like a used condom. But there's so many advantages, but the guy's like, whoa, please don't touch me.
The used condom technique.
The used condom technique. I mean, I don't know why anybody doesn't think of these things.
Oh my god.
You gotta think ahead. He's like, oh, please don't shoot me. You know, it's like, man, you have so many advantages right now. He's underneath. Give me all your money. But there was another person that came around the corner
and blah, blah, blah.
But that was his opportunity to take that gun.
I know.
And get that other guy who was coming around the corner and get them both. Be like,
all you
kneecap
liquor
him.
Store
as
owners.
As long as you don't kill him
note.
And shoot him, you can technically shoot them.
Yes.
For protection because they had a gun on you. It's self-defense. You shoot their kneecaps. They're done. They're on the floor. And then call the police and be like, hey, I shot their kneecaps, but they're all good. Take them out, you know? Put them to jail.
And then they get released 24 hours later.
24 hours later, they get released and they rob you again. They come back for...
Oh, my goodness. For vengeance.
Vengeance. But you're prepared.
Yeah.
This time you have more thicker plastic to barricade yourself.
This time you have... actual gun for yourself.
Oh, there you go.
To protect
your property. I don't
know why
he doesn't have a gun to help protect him.
You know what? If you're a store owner right now, you have to.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
That should be number
one
thing
to get. You know what's happening. Unemployment is at an all-time high. People can get desperate. And sometimes instead of asking for help, you know, people can get violent.
That's right.
I feel like the ones that get violent, though, like that, you know, like armed robberies and things like that, that, you know, and especially the ones that go bad where someone ends up dying. I feel like, you know, they just wanted a reason to get that hatred out of their...
Take off the mask.
No.
Why do you have it on?
I was in the middle of something here. Rudeness.
I don't have it on. You shouldn't have it on. Come on.
Well, that's precisely why. I don't want to give you COVID.
Oh, because you got it.
No,
is that what you're saying? Oh, man. Get away from me.
No, no,
that's
no.
fine. Have it on.
No, I have it on because
you alert others that you're being safe and protected,
and you're not.
And I'm the moron who's going to get COVID.
No, you're I'm not. Just kidding. You're not. We're being safe.
We are being safe.
We always wear it when we go out.
Don't judge me. I'm not.
We always do wear it when we go out.
Yeah.
And oh, fun fact. The beaches are open now.
The beaches are open.
Now you're going to put it on. Now he feels like he's an outsider. Blindfold. There you go. Nice and tucked. Behind your ears, yes. All right. Your ears look great. Okay.
All right. It just sounds weird over the mic because you can tell that you got a mask on. But hey.
I do. I'm not trying to hide it.
I know. I'm not either. I'm not trying to hide it anymore, all right? I'm wearing a mask.
Can you hear me? So, It was.
It's not gonna work.
Oh yeah, that you can't drink a beer and have a face covering over you. Well, Joe Rogan on his podcast said a few days ago, he's thinking of moving to Texas.
Yeah, I heard about that. I mean, it's just crazy in California.
All right, he said. That's enough. All right, time to get serious now.
Time to get serious now. Oh my gosh, put the mask back on. Oh boy. I see what you mean.
So,
it's moving to Texas.
High taxes.
Yes, very high taxes. And taxis. Taxis and high taxes.
High taxes. He was saying the California tyranny he does not like, et cetera, et cetera. Your dad is actually moving out.
Yeah, it's that bad. Because we were talking about the homelessness and just all the crime
The
violent crimes that are happening. He's moving out. He's been in there at this great location in downtown LA for many years.
Well, if it's downtown 10. LA, it's not a great location. I mean, we got to be honest here.
Okay, yes. But during the time that they were, there wasn't that many homeless. It was actually a really nice, great location. And now just homelessness is being flooded. And now he's moving out because there's so much crime going on.
Well, you're preaching to the choir because I was born and raised in LA, and areas where I would walk down, where I used to walk down with my mom down Hollywood Street. You know, of course, there's always been homeless in Hollywood, especially.
Yep.
But man, I mean, now you just see these encampments and it's just in plain daylight. They're just in the middle of roads.
Yeah.
Like never before. Areas where before that just was not, it was non-existent. You know, you would see like, you know, 110 here or there, but now it's just under every freeway.
I've seen more. Yeah, I've seen a lot of more homeless people walking on the freeway than I did before. They're now just like walking on the freeway.
Like nothing.
Like nothing. It's like, oh my God. People have gotten killed on the freeway, and the homeless people, and by doing that, and it's just very dangerous. But you know, no one's doing anything about it. The police kind of just don't really do too much about it because there's so many. And who's our mayor, Garcetti? Nobody does anything about it. It's just horrible, sad that our
community, the state, actually gets money by receiving. People that have been arrested in other states, if they release them here or if they send them here, the state gets money from that. So there really is no, you know, follow the money and you will get to the bottom of everything.
That's right.
So there really is no incentive to actually fix the homelessness problem. State is being rewarded for every individual, for people that are homeless. Like if you have, you know, say, for example, 50,000 homeless people in your city, you're going to get money just because of that. And so,
and who's they? Who's going to get the money? The state?
Yes.
The state's going to get the money.
And, you know, they're building programs like Dr. Drew Pinsky. He was on, he has a podcast. Mm-hmm. And he was saying how just the homelessness is, that's just the fictional narrative of what the real problem is. I mean, you're talking about these apartment units that have been built for the homeless, housing units, right, they're called. And they're vacant because there's no one that can operate them. There's no one that can oversee them. So they're just there. They've been built. There was so much money put into developing these housing units, and no one's really living in them. And also, apparently, I know I follow a great Instagram page, Santa Monica Problems.
Very good.
That's managed by an actual attorney. And he lives in Santa Monica, and he, you know, he just became frustrated with the growing problem. And, you know, living in Santa Monica is not cheap.
And
what you're paying for is crime. What you're paying for is not to be able to peacefully shop at your local supermarket.
Yep.
You're paying for just an unsafe neighborhood. Nothing really is being done.
Yep. You're paying for needles and drugs everywhere.
The funny, it's so interesting, right? California legalized these needles for drug users, but we banned straws.
That is so dumb. That is just ridiculous.
That's a little backwards.
Oh my gosh. You know,
I'm all
straws
for going green.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I actually carry reusable straws whenever I can, but it's just, you know, it's, you gotta know where your priorities are.
Right. Yeah.
And that just doesn't, that's a bit backwards.
I know Starbucks was doing that for a little bit and then they stopped.
Why is that?
I don't know why they turned back. Maybe because not a lot of people were digging it, or I don't know.
You know what I noticed?
Profits
is that
went down.
When Starbucks started making those like sippy cups looking things.
Uh-huh.
I noticed that the plastic on them was actually thicker than the previous lids. So
yeah,
it could actually be that they realize, wait a minute, this is actually more harmful to the environment because it's more plastic. So then it's going to take even more hundreds of years for this thing to decompose.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just a theory.
Not decompose, biodegrade.
Biodegrade. I'm sorry.
Mm, yeah. Decompose is like human.
No, you know what? I saw this this story online. Mm-hmm. It was pretty creepy. And it does have to do with dead body.
Ooh.
It was funny. Initially, it was funny. I have it. I would like to share it.
You have it? All right. You want to share it now?
To me, initially, it was funny because it's like, what the heck? But then I'm like, okay, when are the police going to get involved in this story? Should I play it?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I
do
I also
to
have
get
a
your
story
live reaction
regarding hospitals. Do you want to?
No, well, it's not really a story, but I heard on Coast to Coast AM, which is a great, great show. I love them. Coast to Coast AM. They're my influence.
Whoop, whoop. Coast to coast. Raise the roof.
And apparently, no one really is. Oh my goodness, a hummingbird.
Oh my gosh.
Right outside the studio window.
Hey, hummingbird. Hello.
It flew away already.
Oh,
it's over there now.
Oh, hello, hummingbird. Hello.
I love hummingbirds. Well, you know, flowers are in full bloom now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, I love it. So apparently the state is giving so much money. These hospitals, you know, like Medicare, they're paying hospitals to admit people with COVID-19 because, you know, the reason for that is because they want the American citizens, they want anyone really with COVID-19 to be able to be taken care of. They want you to get well.
Right. They mean well.
They mean well. However, because we're talking about money here, you know, and money is the root of all evil, here's the problem. So doctors are being encouraged to admit people and claim that they have COVID-19 symptoms, even if they don't. So if they admit someone with COVID-19, just by admitting them, they're getting like $18,000.
Wow.
If they for sure have COVID-19, they're getting about like 20-something grand.
Okay.
And then if someone is put on a ventilator, even for 1 hour...
Ventilator!
I know, right? They're getting about 25 grand, I believe.
Okay.
This doctor mentioned.
What happens if they die of COVID?
They die of COVID, they're getting close to $40,000. The hospital.
The hospital?
Yes. So, and
wow.
And doctors are speaking up about this. And, you know, they're being censored, of course.
Right.
So it's just very wrong because we know where this leads. Then you're going to put money before lives. You're going to put money before real health care.
And they're just...
And if you put someone on a ventilator who doesn't really need it...
Right. What if they have like...
You could potentially, you know, end up really causing irreversible damage and it wouldn't be necessarily from the virus itself. But then you just can't really trace it back now, can you?
No.
So it's just, you know, this whole thing that's going on right now and doctors and nurses alike are trying to speak up about this. I know, but it's just... it's all over the place right
wow.
now.
Wow. So, I mean, it's just, that's pretty sad. But I know that their intentions, they're like, hey, we're rewarding you because we're trying to get statistics on how many COVID people, you know, how many COVID patients are there so they can put into their books of like, look how many people are dying over COVID and blah, blah, blah. But they're rewarding the facilities too and the doctors.
No, they want the patients to be taken care of.
No, I know. That's what they're doing. Hey,
they
we're rewarding you.
They want to provide those resources that people were claiming weren't available. They are available.
And they're also giving false facts because if, let's say, if some of those patients died not from COVID, but from heart attack, but they pumped them with all this COVID medication stuff, and they're like, yeah, it's COVID. But come to find out, they can research after autopsy,
yeah.
And they can find this person had a large amount of drugs in their system that if they trace it, they're like, it's actually this type of drug that has no relation to COVID. Then that statistic is off, and they may not get paid or whatever, but it's just falsifying.
For those that
just
are
for
having
money,
maybe
greed.
A little difficult, difficulty understanding this. Here, let me play this.
You gonna play something? All right. Plug it in, plug it in.
Oh, I have this now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, shoot, do I still have that video?
Oh, great. You got our hopes up, and now we got nothing.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
All right. Well, if you do need to figure it out,
No, because,
do some
okay,
research.
There was, no, there was a health director who admitted, I believe she was from Michigan, who admitted that, they were not, the people that are dying don't always die from COVID, but they are, she admitted that even though they are not, even though the cause of death is not COVID because they tested positive for COVID, and if they die, we are counting that as a COVID death, as a COVID-19 death. Makes sense?
Okay. That's how she talks?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Kind of.
Just checking.
So it's just, you know, these numbers really are fabricated.
Yeah.
The amount of people that are dying from COVID.
Yeah.
You know, because just like that, in 2020, no one died from a heart attack.
Oh,
no
yeah.
one died from natural related causes.
Right. It's from like, diabetes or anything.
Or,
it's
know
just
what I mean?
COVID. That's a little suspicious.
So there's just... There's a lot going on. We just all have to, but
conspiracy
again. It is real. Yeah. I'm not like those people that think like, oh, this virus is fake. You know, we interviewed Clay Bentley,
right,
who was a COVID-19 survivor who, you know, he gave an incredible testimony on how he was healed and how this virus really just took a toll on his health. So it is real, mm-hmm, but the numbers aren't necessarily honest numbers of the amount of people that are dying from COVID-19. And that's not okay.
That is not okay.
You know, you have to be honest about, I mean, these are people's lives that we're
that
talking about.
That is not okay. That is not okay.
Why? What was that? All right. Thank you for that.
I just feel very passionate about what you were saying. And I was just like, oh. Okay. Moving on.
Well, moving on.
What are you looking at?
I don't know.
Are you looking at the back of a billboard?
No, there are birds in the billboard.
There are birds and bees in the building.
It's spring. There's so many birds and, you know, a lot is going on outside. Jeez.
Okay, well, focus inside for a moment, all right? We got a lot going on here. Not out there.
Well, okay, so the other day I was watching a little bit of Netflix, and I was watching the film Underworld. I remember the first time it came out, I went to the movie theaters. Mm-hmm. I was very young, I was a teenager, and it was a great movie. I mean, before Twilight, okay, there was Underworld. Do you understand me? Underworld.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen this movie so many times. I rented the movie as well, you know, when it first came out of VHS, of course. Saw it multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Then DVD. Okay. I know. Wow. I know the movie.
You went
scene.
Under the underworld. You were under weird for Underworld.
I know the film scene for scene. Okay.
What happens so, 5 minutes in the movie?
5 minutes in?
5 minutes in.
Credits, fight. Blah, blah. The fight ensues under the subway.
Boom! Bam! Boom!
Thank
All
you.
All right.
So, I passed that test.
Yes.
So,
I don't know. I've only watched it once, so I take your word for it.
No, really. So, anyhow, now with digital streaming, they're editing certain scenes. Like, we all know about, you know, the Home Alone film, what happened. They edited Donald Trump out, which is...
That is so stupid.
It really is pretty
taking
mature.
His cameo out.
It's really immature, okay?
Over political
It really
views.
Is. It's like...
Stupid.
Just...
Get over it.
Just leave it. I mean, it's about the film. It's not
it's
about
childish.
Him. And he's in the scene for like 2 seconds. It really is not a big
they
deal.
Took out, went out of their way to re-edit the movie to take 2 seconds out of his cameo because they don't like his political. This is like
and
so
they call
childish.
That they call that accomplishment, by the way.
Oh yeah.
But anyhow, so in the Underworld, the original film, there. When there was a scene of, because you know, it's for those of you that don't know, it's a war between the vampires and the werewolves, and then it just so happens to be discovered that the story as it has been told to these vampires is not what the truth was. So the werewolves didn't start the war after all, and then this. There's a scene where it shows how it really started based off the werewolves' leaders, the leader of the pack's memory. So someone else is getting these memories of
okay.
what actually happened.
Okay.
And in the scene, it's a woman who, a white, she's a blonde girl who is in this scene. And then, but... And this didn't make any sense in the beginning because in the story, it says that this other fictional character couldn't kill you because you reminded him of his daughter.
Uh-huh.
Meaning that woman that is blonde that was burnt at the stake.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, but this girl that they're talking about, you know, it's obviously the lead character played by Kate Beckinsale. and she has Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, okay.
And she has dark hair. So it's a little funny there, and I noticed that, but I'm like, wait a minute. So if it looks like his daughter, but she doesn't really look like his daughter, but okay, whatever. You know, sometimes people grow up and they have light hair, or sometimes when they're kids they have light hair.
True.
And it turns dark.
Yeah, like me, I was a blonde when I was a kid. I had blonde hair, blue eyes, and then all of a sudden it just transitioned to green eyes and brown hair. It's crazy.
Completely different person, see? Yeah.
And I howl for some reason every once in a while when there's a full moon.
So I took it as that, right? You
and
know,
I pee on things.
Obviously, someone screwed up in casting, okay? Yeah. But it is what it is. That's the original product. That's the original film that you deliver to us. Now, so when they did a sequel, they did choose someone that looked more like the character Celine, played by Kate Beckinsale.
Okay.
So what they did now, they went back to the first Underworld and they took that snippet out and they replaced it with a scene from the sequel who they casted, you know, a girl that looks more like Kate Beckinsale with the long dark hair and pale skin. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, just you should have just left it alone. Now I'm upset as a genuine fan of this franchise.
Not a fan no more.
Now it's just really upsetting because it's like, why did you do that? Just leave it.
Just leave it alone. Leave other movies alone. Like, I don't know how many Lion Kings there are now. It started off with the original Disneyland, Disney film. Lion King, and now there's like so many other different Lion Kings. They just keep redoing it because they want to put the Pixar film in there, or they want to put the new effects and new, it's now more human-like or whatever. It's just like, leave it alone. Leave all these other movies alone and stop redoing all of them. I feel like a lot of these writers are just coming up with writer's block and are like, let's just redo all the films that we did back in the 80s and just like started all the sequels of the new 2020s versions or whatever. It's just like, leave it alone. The reason why they were classics, because it was the story. The story is what matters, and that's why it was a good classic. Leave them alone, because now you're putting more effects and more bang and all this flash, and people, you know, yeah, they like that for the blockbuster films and stuff, but leave the original stories alone. Don't touch Breakfast Club. Don't touch Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Leave
Do
all
not
of those
touch Ferris Bueller's
yeah,
Day Off.
Yeah, leave that alone. That was crazy. Great.
You
just
do that. A Hollywood studio is going to get set on fire, I tell you.
No, don't say that. Don't say that. We'll have a homeless person do it. I'm just kidding.
Somebody was partying way too hard in the wee hours of Saturday.
Wow.
And it
Lucky
all
them.
Ended. First of all, they're breaking the law, right?
Breaking the law.
And then it all ended with a bang.
Oh, yeah.
When someone shot themselves in the groin area.
Wait, so how did they get a gun? They got a gun, right? Into the party.
You know what? It just reminds me of that one scene from 8 Mile.
Oh, okay. I think I know which
when
one.
When that one guy, Rabbit's friend, shot himself accidentally. When he was putting the gun back in his, like, under his belt.
Yeah, in his pants, and he shot himself. Oh, man.
That's terrible.
It's just like that. Definitely drunk.
Oh,
person
sure.
was drunk. Okay,
absolutely.
And
probably couldn't see very well. With maybe he had a mask on.
I doubt it.
No.
If he's drinking, he's probably no masks.
Oh yeah, you're right.
And they're out, and especially if you're in a big gathering, you know, people wearing masks, it defeats the purpose. If you got a bunch of people 2 feet in next to you, parting it up, grinding on people, like, yeah, I got a mask on though. You know, it's like, just stay home. Now look what happened. There's your karma. You should have stayed home. And now you got a missing penis.
or
whatever.
Whatever.
You know, because it was a male, right? It was a guy that did, yeah. Obviously, yeah. I mean, it's rare that a woman would do it, you know. As dumb as they are. I'm just kidding. but it sounds like a guy thing that's more stupid to do something like that, you know.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like a 22 Jump Street story.
Right, for sure. Interesting.
Well, you had a
Well,
quick update on Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, so there's a little update, and I'm not trying to, you know, open any wounds here.
Just get to the story.
I'm just going to say it, you know. They did an autopsy on him and come to find it. And they're pushing this. They're putting on the headlines, and I think it's wrong that they're putting, you know, hey, he actually had, one drug in his system when he died and stuff like that. And they're putting that up a lot.
It's all clickbait. The titles are misleading.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, he had drugs in his system. What? But when you read, he had a form of, it's under a brand name, but it's called, help me sound this out here. I'm not very good at, they make these complicated just so you don't know what's in it and what it is, but it's
methylphenidate,
which is a form of Ritalin. Now, I had Ritalin when I was a kid, but there was like effects. I was just very...
Hello? Hello?
What's that? I don't know. I just want to happen. What was I talking about? No, I'm just kidding. So it had things like that would happen all the time when I took Ritalin. But it's for hyperactivity, basically. And I guess he had that. So it made sense in a sense of like he worked so hard that he probably never really slept. And then now he's been sleeping a lot, and, you know, you take this drug to kind of help.
No, but he was also taking drugs for necrolepsy, which is people that sleep excessively during the daytime.
Yeah, and his system, he had ADHD and narcolepsy. Mm-hmm. What did you say? Necrolepsy?
Oh, wait a minute.
You said something else.
Necrolepsy.
Yeah, it's narcolepsy.
Oh, no. See, I'm thinking about this horrific story about a necrophiliac. I'm telling you.
Oh, man, you're getting these all
it's
twisted.
It's daunting me because it's, I'm telling you. Oh, my goodness.
Well.
It's really creepy, bud.
And also a little update. The pilot, Ara Zobayan. He didn't have any drugs or alcohol in his system. He was just an idiot. But seriously, who would... I'm just saying, why would you drive or fly a helicopter in those conditions? Not from doing a survey from other pilots, they're like, no, that's not a good... That's not safe to fly. So something's wrong.
I think he said that he could do it.
But that's the thing. Even if you say that you can do it, don't do it because you have too many people at risk. If it's just by yourself, go on ahead. It's your life. But you got other people in your lives, especially a famous person, you know? And it's just wrong for him to do that. So he wasn't really thinking upstairs that much for him to do that. And it was wrong for him to even fly in the first place.
They're claiming that it was an act of God, but it wasn't an act of God.
No, that's what his brother's saying.
It was an act of negligence.
His brother's trying to say, it's an act of God. Like, oh, this is just what God chose to do. No, it wasn't anything like that because his decision to fly was the worst mistake he made for doing that in those conditions when they should have just figured out a different alternative. So anyways, that's my take there. And that is the update. Beep, 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 beep. So, do you...
Let's go to the foods that you should not refrigerate. Is that right?
Foods that you should not refrigerate. And
by the way, because of this COVID-19 lockdown, if anyone is in need of food, because obviously you can't work, most people can't work, about 36 million people in this country can't work, and that's not counting the ones that have not filed for unemployment or can't have access to unemployment benefits. And, you know, just there are food banks all over the county.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, one of the big ones, I did my research, is Second Harvest Food Bank in Anaheim at the Honda Civic Center. Every Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon, they give away about 2 bags of free food. So check into that if you're in need of some food assistance, especially if you want to save your money, because, you know, we should all be saving our money right now.
Yep. So this is for that. All right, let's get into it. So, one of the lists. Number one. Tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
So, a lot of people get tomatoes. And what you should not do is put it in your refrigerator at all. So, the cold air in the fridge actually interrupts the ripening process, which results in loss of texture and flavor.
See, because you're drinking Heineken.
That's right. Yeah. I didn't realize how groovy this is. So you want to keep them in a fruit bowl that will keep them fresh longer. Number two. Yeah. Basil.
Oh, what? Basil?
Yeah. It's not resistant to cold temperature.
Oh, wow.
And will wither rapidly. Also.
What else? Come on.
The plant absorbs the scent of other foods stored.
That's right.
Keep your basil fresh for longer periods of time.
That's right. You do that.
It's to treat it like a regular plant or flower.
Oh, okay.
And put the stem of the basil in a glass of water.
I was going to ask.
And after preparing your meal and have leftover basil, blanch the leaves and put it in your freezer.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Next one.
Potatoes.
Potatoes.
The cold temperature of your fridge will cause the skin of your potatoes to go bad quicker. Keeping them in fridge too long results in a sweeter, drier.
I feel like I'm on an African safari.
And maybe a little sandy. Now, this is all by Factaholics.
Okay.
This is where I got this from.
Factaholics.
The cold causes the starch in your potatoes to process into sugar faster than keeping them outside your fridge. Keep them in pantry or even basement if you have one. Who has a basement? That many, you know? So it's like... Store in paper bag. Do they have paper bags anymore? Everything's plastic.
No, they do.
Oh, okay. That will provide better air circulation and will taste more fresh.
All right, there you go.
Yeah. Olive oil and sunflower oil.
Yeah, you don't want to...
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You know that.
Yes,
you know that.
I know that.
Some people out there don't. The cold temperature will turn it thick and lumpy. Oh, we don't want that. We don't want anything thick and lumpy. You know what I mean?
Oh, God.
Due to the coldness causes the oil to clot. Keep in pantry and or buy a dark glass bottle and keep your oil in and keep in a cool, dark place like your grandmother's basement. No, I'm just kidding. If your grandmother does have a basement, you can store it in there because that is a cold, dark place. Onions. Same as potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Keep them separate because the gases that potatoes release makes the onions cry faster.
Aww.
I'm just kidding. That's a joke.
Oh.
Because the gases make you cry. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the gases, will it will make it go bad faster. Bread. Yeah. So anyways, take some slices and store it in the freezer. When ready, defrost and enjoy. That's basically bread you can put in the freezer. Don't put it in the refrigerator, basically. Avocado. Avocado, you can do whatever you want with the avocado. And this list here is, when they mention avocado, they're like, you can put it in the refrigerator, it's fine. The actual avocado, don't put it in the refrigerator right away because it won't ripen, kind of thing. So you kind of have to, when you cut it in half, then you can put it in the refrigerator and then you're fine, whatever.
All right. Well, thank you very much for sharing that.
Yeah, we're still going. So number eight, we got coffee. Who puts coffee in the refrigerator?
Some people might. Then it's eggs.
Eggs you can put in the refrigerator, put them in the back.
Instead of the front side.
In the front off to the side. But with coffee, it's just like the tomatoes. It will absorb the scents and will lose their taste.
Okay, so thank you very much for sharing that.
All right. If you want to learn more about the list, I'll send it in my feed of my Instagram feed. So look for that. Very interesting.
Well, it's interesting because people need to take care of their food nowadays.
Yeah, since those are going off the shelves than toilet
like
paper.
Like crazy.
You can put toilet paper in your refrigerator. That's fine.
I just want to say something real quick. If you see someone maybe shoplifting in need of food, try to help them out and try to be less quick to call the police. Yesterday, my mom and I, we were at a grocery store near Hollywood, and I saw this gentleman. My mom's an elderly lady, so she walks very slow. All of a sudden, she stopped, and she was searching in her pockets, and I was like, Mom, come on. You know, we got to go. There's people behind us. And she's like, oh, okay. And then this gentleman stood before us, and he had the brightest smile. I mean, obviously, he had mask on,
right? But you saw his cheekbones rise.
He was he had this aura of light, and he put his hand up like, it's okay, don't worry, take your time. And then as we walked towards the end, she then told me she was trying to actually give him some money because she could sense that he was in need of some help. So as she turned back around from the end of the aisle, she saw him stuffing some food items into his tote. And then we went to check out, and I told her, maybe you should have given him the money. And she's like, I don't see him anymore. If I see him again, I will. Coincidentally enough, quote unquote, everything happens for a reason. He got in the line and the checkout line next to us. And my mom flagged him down, gave him $5. And he was like, oh, senora, no. Ma'am, you know, which means ma'am in Spanish. No, why are you giving me money? Why are you giving me money? And she said, if you need it, take it. If you don't need it, give it to someone who does. And he said, thank you. I will take it. And he paid for, I'm guessing, what he could afford. And he left. And so in these times, you know, I'm not the type that will turn a blind eye to justice. But what is also a huge injustice is denying the right for your average man and woman to work for food. And that's all I have to say to that. So let's just try to overcome this with a little bit of kindness. Sometimes help comes to you when you don't ask for it. All you got to do is smile sometimes. That's all I want to say. Thank you.
Remember these words of wisdom. Jamal!
Have a strange night. Have strange dreams.
Under the Rock Studios in Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California. This is the Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen. Follow them now on iTunes. I promise you won't, I mean you will be entertained.